the very funny fast food from Stevens and Breednik from Dr. Demento's 25th anniversary collection. A lot of Dr. Demento type stuff here today, especially the Weird Al. I'm going to continue with a few more from Weird Al. We got some more Zeppelin coming up too. Plus, we have Billy Currington, David Lee Roth, a little more David Lee Roth, Lou Reed, The Donga, Fun Loving Criminals, Midnight Oil, all coming up here on Time Travel. Thanks for listening. It's our second hour. Here's Weird Al with Fat. You fat? We're all fat. They should just call this obese. Morbidly obese. That's the new 2020 term for fat. Morbidly obese.
Just watch your mouth, or I'll sit on you. The word is out, better treat me right. Cause I'm the king of cellulite. Ham on whole wheat. Alright. My zippers bust, my buckles break. I'm too much man for you to take. Pavement cracks when I fall down. I've got more chins than Chinatown. But I never used a phone booth and I never seen my toes. When I'm going to the movies, I take up seven rows because I'm fat,
fat,
I'm fat.
Thank you.
course, it's roster time, 6:30, Saturday night. Just wondering what you're up to. I had some swordfish for sale. I've been selling it all day. I got a few 2-pound steaks left, a couple 1.5s, a couple 1-pound steaks. I'm just wondering if you'd like a nice steak of swordfish. And then you're a swordfish man. Give me a call if you'd like one. Okay? See you, bud.
Fish, heads, fish, heads, roly-poly fish, heads, fish, heads, fish, heads, eat them up, yum. Fish, heads, fish, heads, roly-poly fish, heads, fish, heads, fish, heads, eat them up, yum.
In the morning, laughing happy fish heads. In the evening, floating in the soup.
Fish, heads, fish, heads, roly-poly.
They don't play drums.
Fish heads, fish heads, roly-poly fish heads. Fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum.
Roly-poly fish heads are never seen drinking cappuccino at Italian restaurants with Oriental women.
To climb high line poles, but good at drinking beer. I'm pretty good at drinking beer. Oh, hand me one more, boy. That's what I'm here for.
I like it. I like the custard pie. I'm a fan of the custard pie. It's not the first pie I pick on the table, but it's probably the seventh or eighth.
Yankee, my winky. The donga need food.
Ma chère mademoiselle, it is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight. And now, we invite you to relax, let us pull up a chair, as the dining room proudly presents your dinner. Be our guest, be our guest. Put our service to the test. Tie your napkin round your neck, chérie, and we provide the rest. Soup du jour, hot hors d'oeuvre. Why, we only live to serve. Try the gray stuff, it's delicious. Don't believe me? Ask the dishes. They can sing, they can dance. After all, miss, this is France. And a dinner here is never second best. Go on, unfold your menu, take a glance, and then you'll be our guest. We our guest, be our guest. Beef ragu, cheese souffle, pie and pudding on flambé. We'll prepare and serve with flair a culinary cabaret. You're alone and you're scared, but the banquet's all prepared. No one's gloomy or complaining while the flatware's entertaining. We tell jokes, I do tricks with my fellow candlesticks.
Put it all in perfect taste that you can bear. Come on and lift your glass, you've won your own free pass to be our guest.
If you're stressed, it's fine dining we suggest.
Be our guest, be our guest, be our guest.
Life is so unnerving for a servant who's not serving. He's not whole without a soul to wait upon. Ah, those good old days when we were useful. Suddenly those good old days are gone. 10 years we've been rusting, needing so much more than dusting, needing exercise, a chance to use our skills. Most days we just lay around the castle. Flabby, fat, and lazy. You walked in and oops-a-daisy.
It's a guest, it's a guest. Sakes alive, and I'll be blessed. Wine's been poured, and thank the Lord I've had the napkins freshly pressed. With this, she'll want tea. And my dear, that's fine with me. While the cups do their sauce-chewing, I'll be bubbling, I'll be brewing. I'll get warm, I've been hot. Heaven's sakes, is that a spot? Clean it up. Got a lot to do. Is it one lump or two? For you, our guest.
Our guest.
She's our guest.
Be our guest. Be our guest. Be our guest. Come, come, man. It's 10 years since we had anybody here, and we're obsessed. With your deal, with your deals. Yes, indeed, we interfere. While the candlelight's still glowing, let us help you live in glory. Sing you off to sleep as you digest. Tonight you'll prop your feet up, but for now let's eat up. Be our guest, be our guest, be our guest, be
our guest. I often wonder why there's no blue food. Every other color is well represented in the food kingdom. Corn is yellow, spinach is green, raspberries are red, carrots are orange, grapes are purple, and mushrooms are brown. So where's the blue food? And don't bother me with blueberries, they're purple. The same is true of blue corn and blue potatoes, they're purple. Blue cheese? Nice try. It's actually white cheese with blue mold. Occasionally, you might run across some blue Jell-O in a cafeteria. Don't eat it. It wasn't supposed to be blue. Something went wrong.
Well, now, summertime's here, babe. Need something to keep you cool. All right. Summertime's here, babe. Need something to keep you cool. now, I got something for you. Tell you what, I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. Oh my, I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy. Check it out, I got some pudding pie, banana, Dixie cups, all flavors and push-ups too. I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy. Wait a minute, what's that I see coming round the corner now? Showing the mood for something sweet.
Chocolate. fuzzy.
This song is off my second hit album. Two tablespoons of cinnamon and two or three egg whites. A half a stick of butter melted. Stick it all in a bowl, baby. Stir it with a wooden spoon. Mix in a cup of flour. You'll be in heaven soon. Say, everybody, have you seen my balls? They're big and salty and brown. If you ever need a quick pick me up, just stick my balls in your mouth. Ooh, suck on my chocolate salted balls. Stick them in your mouth and suck them. Suck on my chocolate salted balls. They're packed full of vitamins and good for you. So suck on my balls. Quarter cup of unsweetened chocolate. And a half a cup of brandy. Then throw in a bag or two of sugar. And just a pinch of vanilla. Grease up the cookie sheet. Cause I hate when my balls stick. Then preheat the oven to 350. And give the spoon a lick. Ever seen my balls? They're big and salty and brown. If you ever need a quick pick me up, just stick my balls in your mouth. Suck on my chocolate salted balls. Put them in your mouth and suck them. Suck on my chocolate salted balls. They're packed full of goodness, high in fiber. Suck on my balls. Hey, wait a minute. What's that smell? It smells like something burning. Well, that don't confront me none. Long as I get my rent paid on Friday. Baby, you better get back in the kitchen. cause I got a sneaking suspicion. Oh man, baby. Baby, you just burned my balls. My balls on fire. Come on, baby. My balls are burning. Give me some water. Put some water on me. My balls are burning. Oh my goodness. I'm blowing. Do something. Ooh, suck on my chocolate salted balls. Put them in your mouth and suck them. They're on fire, baby. Suck on my chocolate salted balls. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Joe, and when I'm not sending Craigslist escort ads to my neighbor's unprotected Wi-Fi network printer, I listen to Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO, Bedford, Mass.
When I was just a lad of 10, my father said to me, come here and take a lesson from the lovely lemon tree. Don't put your faith in love, my boy, my father said to me. I fear you'll find that love is like the lovely lemon tree. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet. But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet. But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat. One day beneath the lemon tree, my love and I did lie. A girl so sweet that when she smiled, the stars rose in the sky. We passed that summer lost in love beneath the lemon tree. The music of her laughter hid my father's words from me. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet. But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet. But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat. One day she left without a word. She took away the sun, and in the dark she'd left behind. I knew what she had done. She'd left me for another. It's a common tale, but true. A sadder man, but wiser now, I sing these words to you. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet. But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet. But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat. Lemon tree, lemon tree, lemon tree.
Tasted just like syrup. You scream, I steam. It must be something in L.A. But Bickies on King's Highway was the egg cream of choice. Hey, if you don't believe me, go ask any other boy. Ah, you scream, I steam, we all want egg cream. Ah, you scream, I steam, we all want egg cream.
Organic cooking, I always ask for more. And they call me Mr. Natural, on down to the health food store. I only eat good sea salt, white sugar don't touch my lips. And my friends is always begging me to take them on macrobiotic trips. Yes, they are. All but night I take out my strong box that I keep under lock and key. And I take it off to my closet where nobody else can see. I open that door so slowly, take a peek up north and south. Then I pull out a Hostess Twinkie and I pop it in my mouth. Yeah, in the daytime I'm Mr. Natural, just as healthy as I can be. But at night I'm a junk food junkie, good Lord have pity on me. Well, at lunchtime, you can always find me at the Whole Earth Vitamin Bar, just sucking on my plain white yogurt from my hand-thrown pottery jar. and sipping a little hand-pressed cider with a carrot stick for dessert, and wiping my face in a natural way on the sleeve of my peasant shirt. Oh yeah. Ah, but when that clock strikes midnight and I'm all by myself, I work at combination on my secret hideaway shelf, and I pull out some Fritos corn chips, Dr. Pepper, and Old Moon Pie. Then I sit back in glorious expectation of a genuine junk food high. Then I take some of my milk pack. Daytime, I'm Mr. Natural, just as healthy as I can be. Oh, but at night, I'm a junk food junkie. Good Lord, have pity on me. All right. My friends down at the commune, they think I'm pretty neat. Oh, I don't know nothing about arts and crafts, but I give them all something to eat. I'm a friend to old Yule Gibbons, and I only eat homegrown spice. I got a John Keats autographed Grecian urn filled up with my brown rice. Yes, I do. Oh, folks, but lately I have been spotted with a Big Mac on my breath. Stumbling into a Colonel Sanders with a face as white as death. I'm afraid someday they'll find me just stretched out on my bed, with a handful of Pringles, potato chips, and a ding-dong by my head. In the daytime, I'm Mr. Nazareth, just as healthy as I can be. But at night, I'm a junk food junkie. Good Lord, have pity on me.
But if I work on to me and fast, got the gats. We out to rob a bank. We got Steve outside, carrying a full pack. And everything is cool and everything is smooth. I walk up to the teller and I give her my letter. She gives me the loot with puckered up lips and a wink that I found cute. And I said, baby, 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 is this some comic she love thing happening here or what? But by that time, fast happened with the nine. He said, it's time to blow, you know. So out the door we go back to the ride with Steve inside and alive and off we drive. Now see, I hurt my lower lumbar. You know we never get far running around in a stolen police car. So we dropped it off, piled in the caddy. Steve was driving, cause I had to talk to my man.
Americans are always at our best when we hear and heed the cries of others.
When confronted with massive human suffering, Americans have always stepped up and answered the call to help.
But there's never been anything on a scale of human tragedy in our own hemisphere like what we're now witnessing in Haiti.
Today, President Clinton and I are joining together to appeal to you with real urgency.
Give now, and lives will be saved. Thank you.
Thank you.
C-O-K-O-U-T, oh how much you mean to me. In the summer when it's hot, roll up to the parking lot, cause it's cookout, cookout. Hang out with all the guys, it's cookout, cookout. They got trays and shakes and fries at cookout. Feeling lonely with no place to go, head on down to Hillsborough Road. If you got the money, well they got the food. Pull up to the drive-thru and ask the dude for a barbecue treat. But then you think, should I substitute a milkshake for the drink? That would taste good and I've got the time, cause I'm five cars deep in the back of the line at cookout, cookout. The best fast food in the whole state, it's cookout, cookout. Who gives a fuck about Steak and Shake? It's cookout. Nothing to do on a Friday night, go grab a burger and take a bite. When you're hungry, it will be your savior. Milkshakes in all different flavors. No competition, cookout's the best, and they taste better than all the rest. From fries to drinks and corn dogs too, there is nothing they can't do at cookout, cookout. Oh, how much I love you, cookout, cookout. And I know you'll love it too, it's cookout. I feel like I'm in a candy shop with a box of licorice and a can of pop. I don't know what I'd do without my fix of a chicken strip tray milkshake Reese's mix from Cookout. Cookout. I love you, Cookout.
What a fun little number that was. That's Cookout by a man named Wildfire. He decided to not talk about the average cookout, but an actual place called Cookout, which is a fast food place that I guess is in the South. Scooby Snacks before that, Fun Loving Criminals, Blue Sky Mine, Junk Food Junkie, which was the first thing that I performed on stage at the talent show in 1983 in sixth grade. Larry Gross, Junk Food Junkie. I did that. It was my first time on stage back in sixth grade. Egg Cream, Lou Reed, Lemon Tree, Peter Paul and Mary, Chocolate, Salty Balls, Chocolate, Ice Cream Man, Blue Food, Be Our Guest, great song from Beauty and the Beast. Saw that in the theater years ago in 1990. I Like Food, The Donga Needs Food, Custard Pie, A Little Intro to Custard Pie, Pretty Good at Drinking Beer, Billy Carrington, Fish Heads by Barnes & Barnes, Nice Steak of Swordfish, The Fish by Yes, and we started off the hour with Weird Al Yankovic. You've been listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Stay safe out there. Everything's opening back up. Hopefully better days ahead. Be good to one another, for God's sake. There's too many a-holes out there. Don't be an a-hole. It should be as simple as that. Don't be an a-hole and we'll all be okay. This program has been previously recorded. It's Time Travel with Chris Earle, only on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Good night, time travelers.
Who's that waddling down the street? It's just me, 'cause I love to eat fudge and Twinkies and deviled ham. Who's real flabby? Yes, I am. Every picture of me's gotta be an aerial view. Now my doctor tells me there's just one thing left to do. Grapefruit diet. Throw out the pizza and beer. Grapefruit diet. I get those jelly donuts out of here. Grapefruit diet. Might seem a little severe. A big fat rear. Blow fatty. Well, I used to live on chocolate sauce. Made sumo wrestlers look like Kate Moss. Walked down an alley and I got stuck. I got more rolls.